Cardinal Francis George of Chicago, president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, will join other church leaders in downtown Chicago today to commemorate the signing of a joint agreement on the doctrine of justification, a matter that for centuries divided Christians. Leaders from the Catholic, Lutheran and Methodist churches will gather at Old St. Patrick's Church for a service of evening prayer that will include talks paying tribute to the joint declaration signed on October 31, 1999 by Vatican officials and the Lutheran World Federation. Father James Massa is the Executive Director of the Secretariat for Interreligious and Ecumenical Affairs at the USCCB. He told us more about the significance of the agreement.
The joint declaration answered a number of questions about the core understanding of how we are saved, how we are made right with God. But it left a lot of questions unanswered. You know, for example, how do we understand the role of the church in mediating or imparting the grace of forgiveness once a baptized, justified Christian falls back into serious sin? We believe that the normative means of restoring that Christian is through sacramental confession. The church is an agent in communicating God's forgiveness. Ecclesiology, the study of the church, is such a natural extension of the conversation, if you will. It makes up an important agenda for future conversation between the Catholic Church and her ecumenical partners. So we're doing a lot now in our dialogues here in the United States, for example, with ecclesiology, the doctrine of the church, church authority, the sacraments. These are topics that need to be explored more deeply in our dialogues.